And he said to them, follow me. In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Please be seated. Now, it has been shared with me that on the Sunday of annual meeting, the sermon should be a little shorter. So I'll be happy to observe that tradition. This simple call from Jesus to his first disciples sounds much like last Sunday's reading from John. Come and see. In Matthew's telling of the first call of those first disciples, it is also simple. Follow me. The first disciples are here again, Andrew, Peter, James, and John. They meet Jesus as he is walking up on them along the shore. They are working while he walks up to them and invites them to join in this incredible ministry that changes history in all of earth. They are so strangely and deeply compelled by the Spirit that they dropped all that they were doing and immediately followed. Last Sunday, I mentioned that the first disciples didn't know fully what they were getting themselves into and all of the challenges that would be ahead of them. We gain a better understanding of what it was like in those first few days with Jesus that the first disciples experienced early on. They were close learners of Jesus' teachings. They had heard his proclamations of the good news to the poor and that the kingdom of God was at hand. And they were witnesses to his healings, the power of God working through him. Now, you'll have to forgive me, I forgot my cheaters this morning. But then, follow me is an extension of come and see. Jesus replied, come and see, when he was asked, teacher, where are you staying? The first two disciples spent those first few days with Jesus, and then those words became, follow me. Follow me to Cana, to Galilee, to Capernaum, Bethsaida, to Caesarea, to Tyre. Follow me through the land of Samaria. Follow me through the land of Judea, across the sea, into storms, into calm waters. Follow me to Bethany, and follow me to Jerusalem. Following Jesus means the disciples left everything. Peter, later in Matthew's gospel, reminds Jesus, see, we have left everything and followed you. Peter continues, and what do we get? What do we receive? Jesus answers, all of this and a hundredfold. All of this and eternal life. So is that what we should do? Drop everything, leave it all behind, family, work, loved ones, and live a life fully, completely committed to Christ? Well, no. Many follow Jesus in his day. Over 2 billion follow him today. And his disciples left all and followed him everywhere as an example. The 12 chosen by him, invited to be in his inner circle, they picked up their cross and followed him. That is our example. Because now we are apostles of Christ. A few of us as Christians are called to a meek and humble lifestyle, called to join a special order in the church as brothers or sisters. But that is not everyone's call. We have been called in that same simple manner by Jesus, walking up to us, into our lives, come, see, follow me. We have the example of the disciples. We have the power of God through the Word. We have his teachings, the miracles, the healings, all of this. We are called to be parents, teachers, nurses, doctors, lawyers, social workers, civil servants, community volunteers. We do the work of Christ. We follow him in our own vocations. We are here this morning to worship God and give thanks and praise to our Creator, our Redeemer, our Sustainer, our Forgiver, to learn from the Word, to inwardly digest it, and to go and live and work in the world following the examples of Jesus and the apostles as best we can. Many of us are living out our calling of being asked by God to be set aside to do special work for our church, to answer yes and serve as vestry members, as lay ministers, to lead prayer or Bible study, to educate our young people, to bring communion to our friends who are unable to be here with us today. And so you are an extension of come and see. You feel called to serve, but not to serve, not sure sometimes what to do. So I encourage you to sit with God for a while, to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of your life. In 1 month, we will be entering our Lenten season. This can be a wonderful time to spend being close with God in prayer, in study, in fasting and sacrifice, in giving up a little something of ourselves and yet something still meaningful. Not everything, but something. A special time to give something of yourself. Brothers and sisters, we are in a new chapter of our church history and in our story. What will we write? How will we respond and act to follow me? Amen.